on TV who's so good-looking you have to watch out for her because she's so good-looking. Find out who it is tomorrow at 7:30 with George and Craig. Dunham and Miller, mornings on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Well, day one is about to conclude here at the Media Center in Houston for the Super Bowl. We are wrapping up for today. And we will return tomorrow at 3 with more. Dunham and Miller will be along bright and early tomorrow morning to get your day rolling from here, from the Super Bowl. And we will continue on through the day and through the week. Big Dick Hunter is standing by now.
Hello, fellas.
Hi there.
Well, we have something pretty interesting tonight, and I've got to credit Grego here with an assist because he's the person who initially made me aware of this story. But joining us in studio tonight at 8:30 to express his displeasure over the LeBron James Nike ad is going to be Dallas County Commissioner John Wiley Price.
Ooh.
All right.
He'll be spending a couple of segments with us. We're going to talk about that LeBron James ad, and I also want to talk to him about getting offered tickets to the Super Bowl by the Dallas Cowboys attorney.
And oh, he turned them down.
Yeah, he had the good sense to turn them down.
One of those dudes did.
That's right. He had to get shamed into giving them back.
Right.
So we'll find out where this whole publicly funded stadium initiative thing stands with him, too.
Well, Grego and I happened to be flipping around HBO late last night.
Yeah.
And guess what we ran across?
Moonlight Bunny Ranch.
That's exactly Moonlight Bunny Ranch.
Pretty happy place,
from the Moonlight Bunny Ranch.
So you know that dude? What's his name?
Dennis. Yeah.
You know him?
I talk to Dennis all the time.
Really?
Yes, I do.
I don't know how anybody can afford to go out there. It's like $2,000.
Doesn't have to be. Does not have to be. You can get you the basic package for about $300 and have a good time.
Now, didn't you take a bunch of listeners out there on one of your forays out that way?
Yes, I did. I did. They were beneficiaries of the Dennis Hoff special treatment. That guy treats everybody like a celebrity out there, whether you're spending $300 or $10,000. And we may be doing something pretty special with him in the next week or so. I'm glad you brought him up.
He's a real humanitarian, let me tell you.
Corby, he's a good guy, man. And what I'm trying to tell you is,
up
when
there
you,
with Gold in My Ear. And
you a big Gold in My Ear fan, are you, Corby? One of these times when you go to Vegas, you need to go hang out with him. He is a fun guy to be
I
around.
I am not interested in hanging out with smut peddlers.
Come on, Cobra.
I don't want to hang out.
Come on. Let's go. Next time you go out to Vegas, I'll go and we'll go out there.
He is a pimp.
Reiner,
That's all he is.
God, you'd be such a hit out there.
But it's illegal. No, he's not a pimp.
What is he?
He's the proprietor of a brothel. That's what he is.
He's the life of the party. He is the life of the party is what he is whenever he's
around. Got a good-looking girlfriend, I'll tell you that.
Sunset. What did you guys think of that Cat House 2 Back in the Saddle? That documentary.
Very interesting.
Yeah.
I thought it was very expensive. We were going there and somebody would say, you ought to be $2,500. And I'm like, okay. I'm like, you know what?
It can be.
I hate to tell you, but there ain't no nookie worth $2,500.
Well,
what is that?
It depends on what you want to do, though. It can be that expensive. But
what possibly?
Well, you know what? For me to pay $2,500 for some nookie, she's going to paint my house.
Right.
Probably be arranged.
The hammer.
Build you a pool.
Exactly. Or something else. Or make a car payment for me, one of the two. Because when you get right down to it, nookie's pretty much nookie.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? We might not even have to wait until we're out there, because when he comes to town, he'll be hanging out with us, and maybe you guys would like to come along on that.
He's going to come to town?
Yeah, he comes in town from time to time. It's a very small...
Does he bring his whorehouse with him?
He brings some of the workers. It's a very small network of people in that business, and they all know each other.
I want to meet that guy when he comes up there. I want to meet him.
I will invite you along for an evening. I'd invite Reiner, but I know he won't go because he's not interested in anything like that.
An evening that will last until 8 o'clock the next morning.
I'll be
ducking out early. I can't keep those big dick hours. All right, that is Big Dick Hunter. He will be along next.
John Wiley.
Yeah,
2-minute drill time right now. This is brought to you by DeFreitas Collision Repair. Here's how we do it. You get 30 seconds or until we determine that your story has become tiresome. Start whatever you have to say with the words, screw you. Be ready to go when we come to you. Turn your radio down. Don't ask us how we are and expect nothing from us by way of response or reply. Adhere to these six simple edicts, and this can go wherever you like. We ready? You're on the two-minute drill. Go.
Screw you, Grego.
You're on the two-minute drill. Go.
Screw you. And Corby's personal hell told in his own words. Speak, Cora. Speak, Cora.
You're on the two-minute drill. Go.
Screw you. I'm not wearing any panties.
You're on the two-minute drill. Go.
Screw you. I heard sexually robot Grego earlier say, blow hard down there. Screw you, Cobra.
You're on the two-minute drill. Go.
Screw you. I think that Captain Kangaroo is a sorry shortstop and a baseball diamond.
You're on the two-minute drill. Go.
Screw you. I think Nookie's kind of like pizza. Even when it's bad, it's pretty good.
You're on the two-minute drill, and you got the last word. Go.
Screw you. The Sooner suck.
Well, I hope this doesn't come as a shock to anyone, but we're done. Thanks to Rob Chickering, the skydiving chief, twisting and tweaking out here when not pelting us to death with the drops. Back at the mothership, thanks to Danny Paul, Psycho Dave, Kevin Scott, Barb Smith, Rick Honeycutt at the barbecue pit, and you guys on the phones for allowing us to invade your personal space. Now stay tuned. The top 10's next, followed by Big Dick's P1 Wild Ass Circus. We're back tomorrow at 3 with another edition of The Hardline, day 2 from the Super Bowl in Houston. Till then, you guys stay hard, keep jamming, and we'll see you. Ha 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 ha